could be a problem. So this is not a little bit odd, is it? This is so incredibly strange. I told somebody the other day, the last Sunday we were in church seemed kind of odd because really the only people that came was the people that really wanted to have that last Sunday in the sanctuary for whatever reason. There was an interesting feeling that day. And then the first day we did in here was so odd because I'm used to seeing y'all's wonderful and beautiful and smiling, most of y'all beautiful, smiling faces. And thank you. Now he's like, nobody's ugly. You said that. But I was only looking at the camera then, so it was like right there on this. We had a 5-gallon bucket and a pole on it, and that was our camera, and that was odd. And then the first Sunday we did outside was odd, and then y'all kept honking at me, and that wasn't odd at all. And then last Sunday was interesting because I was used to seeing people, and so we've had this kind of change all the time in our worship that's been so incredibly odd, and today is no different. And I wonder maybe if that is not a benefit to us, because so often in our ministries, in our lives, in our worship, we come on Sunday and it was kind of like last Sunday, and what did preacher preach about? Preacher can't remember either, so it's okay. But what did he preach on last Sunday? What was the song we sang? And did we sing this a couple of weeks ago? And it all kind of starts running together, right? It just sort of exists all in this sort of life that we live. And I wonder if these odd moments might not be an advantage to us because we start realizing once again why we're worshiping, why we're in this building, why we're at home. There may be some in the parking lot. I don't even know. But maybe the reason we need to concentrate on that reason and be real intentional about thinking about that, because the reason we're here is there's a God worthy of worship. The reason you tuned in today is because there's a God worthy of praise, that there's a God that created all things and gave us life and gave us the Spirit to do all these amazing things with. And so we come today because God is that good. Amen. So I don't care how odd it is. I don't care how weird it is. We save some time every single week that in whatever way we come together because God is worthy of praise. And so that's what we're going to do today. And we're going to do it as best we know how in these weird, weird days, man. So, yeah. No, it's a camera looking at me. It's a camera looking. We're going to be broadcasting always now from that camera to our people that watch us online. Because what we found out is there's a lot of people kind of all over the place that enjoy watching the worship services. And people stay at home that don't feel like they should be here and they watch online. So it's going to be hanging out there with us the rest. We may name it. If you want to name it, we'll leave that to you. How's that? We're going to call it strobe light. So a few now announcements as we get started. The first one is, just because COVID around doesn't mean the angel tree is not coming. We're still going to be doing angel tree. And there's a lot of ministries of the church that we're continuing. So, Jackie, you want to talk about this for a second? Okay, have at it. Is she going to be able to be broadcast unless she comes up here? Okay, they can hear you from right there. So, okay. Yeah, come on up. Come on up. Yep.
So I just want to say good morning. It's nice to see a few familiar faces in my social distancing wheelhouse here. We have been working very diligently on the Angel Tree program while we have been temporarily shut down because the stores have been closed. When they opened back up, you know, it was summer. So we've been able to get long sleeve t-shirts, hoodies, hats, gloves at huge discounts. We have gotten enough of all of those items for 75 people to make bags for the burrito ministry come Christmas time. But a few things that I am looking for. Little mini flashlights. These are at Walmart in the sporting goods section. They're only $1, and they're actually a very good beam. I've been playing with it at home, so it's a good flashlight. They also have these water bottles. They're just $1. It's a reusable water bottle so that they can fill it up and take it with them as they want. These are in different colors. I feel like the clear is probably the best, but they have like a bluish green, a pink, a grayish color, and also, are you trying to get me? Oh, sorry. And also, if we can get some heavyweight socks so that in the wintertime, we can put those in their bags as well. And we'll talk about the Angel Tree program more as the year progresses, but I just, because these things are going to be kind of easy to find right now, we'll put a basket out. Do we want to put it out there or in here? We'll put it out in the narthex area next week. I'll have it labeled. So if you want to bring anything in, like I said, they're $1, so $5 will get, you know, something for five different people. Thanks.
I thank this church for embracing the burrito ministry as you all have. It's absolutely wonderful to be able to give those bags out at Christmas. The smiles are worth it alone. Any other announcements? Anything else going on that we need to talk about? So we're going to be in the sanctuary for the time being. We'll have some differences. That's going to be okay. We'll work through it. We're going to be doing online for good. We're going to be doing parking lot for good. So if you're not comfortable, there's all kinds of ways to be a part of this. And one thing I want to say to the church is, I know you were brought up going to church every single Sunday. I know you were. So was I. If the church doors are open, that's where you're supposed to be. And I hope those people at home don't feel the least bit guilty about being at home. And if you're here and you feel like you need to be home next week, rest assured, do what is best for you. But that's what we wanted to share. So any other announcements? If not, we're going to have one time when y'all get to stand up today. I want to do a short call to worship. If you all would please stand. By the way, we're not going to be doing any singing for a while. We're going to have some instrumental music, and so the youngins are leading us in music today. They've agreed to step up and do this for us, so thanks to them. Our call to worship comes from Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Let's go to God in prayer. Lord, you see your people gathered here. You see people who have clicked to be online. You recognize, Lord, we know that we are here to worship you today. We know how blessed we are to have the lives we have. We know how privileged we are to have been born into a world, to be able to live in that world, to be able to go into the world and do the good things that you call us to do and to live a life with one another. We know, God, how blessed we are that you allowed us to breathe our air that we do. And so, Lord, we ask you then to hear our praise. We come here today lifting you up. We come and go in line calling on you and saying that you are our God. So we ask, Lord, that you just hear us. And then as you hear us, you deliver us from whatever is holding us back from having peace. We ask that whatever is in us that needs resolving, that you somehow take care of it so that we can feel complete and whole. We ask these things, Lord, because we want to be that, and we want to call on the name of the one that made us that way. We want to call on the Spirit that allowed us to be free. We ask these things, God, because we want to worship you in every way that we can. And all of God's people said, amen. Y'all may be seated. So James has taken the Sunday off. It's his birthday. He's turning 40. He's going camping. And so that's where he went. And he asked two of our youth and Philip if they would provide music for us today to worship by. And so let's thank them real quick for doing that, can we? I will admit I beam with pride because my two boys are up there, but I think the church ought to beam with pride. And let me tell you why. We've raised some kids in the church that will do these sorts of things. Last night at what time? 9 o'clock?
Or so.
They came up here once again. This is the second time they come up here. Spent up here last night until about 11 o'clock last night, going over and going over and going over it because they wanted to present something to the Lord that was worthy of presenting. So I think it's a great inspiration to us all that they would do that sort of stuff for us. So thank you all. I want to thank you again, too, for your continued support of the church. I know so many people are supporting it, and we thank you for doing it. I want to thank Rich. I feel like it's Rich of Rich and Pam, like that kind of just goes together. Yeah, right? Rich made us a beautiful, beautiful offering box in the back. We just don't feel like it's right to pass around the plate right now. That just doesn't feel like the smartest thing for us to do. So he made us an absolutely beautiful offering box. So if you do have check or cash or whatever that you want to use to support the church, you can drop it back there and just keep an eye on them because I think they did put a lock on the back of it for a reason. So just just know that that you can drop that there. And Rich, thanks so much for spending time on it. I know you spent a lot of time on that. I know you did, and I really appreciate you doing it. Let's go to God again. Well, actually, you know what? We haven't done this in a long time. Do y'all know people who are in need of prayer right now? Does anybody have anything going on in their circle of friends that needs to be lifted up in prayer? Suzanne's nodding. Who needs prayer right now?
A coworker of mine, Cynthia Lewis, has been battling liver cancer for, probably on about a year and a half now. She's not able to be at work right now with chemotherapy and everything that's going on, and she's struggling with depression and the physical side of it, and she's just not in a good place right now.
Cynthia is good people, and I know that because my wife doesn't say it just about everybody. You know, she's a good judge of character, and she talks about how good Cynthia is, and so we need to keep that family in our prayers. Are there others that we need to be in prayer for? Yes.
David and May Bennett are some family friends of ours, and their son, who was 42, had found in his apartment last week in a diabetic coma and had passed away.
Oh. Yeah, for the Bennetts. Yeah. Are there others? Yes.
My wife, John, whom I feel not able to go see, except through windows and stuff.
Yeah, John, so, you were talking about that earlier, somebody, that the challenge of you so go see your wife and you have to look at and visit through glass. And I'm so sorry. I know it's got to be tough on you. It may be Rich and Pam, but I promise you it's Harold and Joan. Like, you all are just, it's always together, and I'm so sorry you're going through that, man.
You can't imagine how long it is.
We're in prayer for you, brother, and your wife.
Yeah.
Melody's going to have surgery in a couple of weeks for Crohn's disease that she's had for 25, 30 years. So keep her in the prayers.
Are there others?
I have a co-worker, Greg Bullock. He's got a blood clot he's battling right now.
Are there others that we need to be in prayer for?
Kaylee has a friend who is traveling in North Carolina. She wanted to make sure she made it safely.
Absolutely. Are there others? If online, you can hear me write, and I apologize. I'm having to write these down. Yeah.
Also, my son-in-law, Brian McConnell, he had a blood clot to you the other day. He's developed and can't get up walk as much as he ever wants to.
Gotcha. Brian, you said, your son Brian.
Brian McCombs.
Yep. Are there others that we need to be in prayer for? Yes, Suzanne.
Harold Schaefer.
Be in prayer for Harold Schaefer. Harold's in assisted living over in Murfreesboro area right now. So we need to be in prayer for him. Are there others we need to be in prayer for? We're going to end this with the Lord's Prayer in a moment. We hadn't said that together in a long time, so I cannot wait for that again. But let's go to God in prayer again. Lord, you see our gifts that we give you. You know that we give those gifts to the church to support ministries and to support the church so that we can go in the world and show the world how beautiful and amazing you are. And so God, we ask that you bless those offerings and those tithes, that you do something amazing with them so that we can show people just how amazing you are. So Lord, we thank you that you allow us to do that. But Lord, we also know that there's other things that we need to give you other than our money or whatever it is. We need to give you our time. We need to give you our gifts, those things that you've blessed us with. We got to make sure we return those to the world so that we can be blessings to the world through you. We know, Lord, that we need to bring our difficulties as an offering to you, to lay them at your feet, Lord, and recognize that we can't control everything on our own, but that we need you to be able to take care of those things and to put people in those lives to take care of those things. Whatever it is, Lord, we know that laying those problems and those difficulties at your feet as an offering is a good thing because you bless offerings. And so for Cynthia, we pray. For David May Bennett, we pray. For Joan, Lord, we pray. And for Melanie's Crohn's disease, her surgery that's coming up, we pray for her. For Greg and the blood clot he's going through, we pray, Lord, for him. For Kaylee's friend that's traveling, we just ask for travel mercies. For Brian McCombs, Lord, Harold's son, we lift him up in prayer as he's having difficult getting around. And for Harold Schaefer, we call on your name for that brother too. And we lift up all these names because we know that there is something you can do in the midst of it. We know that there are people that you can put in place, good Christian folks that can go and serve these that need to be served. And we know, Lord, that you are a healing God and you can do work too. And so, Lord, we ask these blessings through your prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Our scripture reading is the same one we've had for the last couple of weeks. I hope y'all take some time and memorize it. It's one we're going to be using. It's Galatians 5, 22 and 23. It's from Paul's letter to the churches in Galatia. And I'll read just those two verses and says this. By contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against such things. And this is the word of God for the people of God. Praise be to God. Suzanne, I think we may have a guest. Would you mind... Thank you so much, Suzanne. This is the third of a sermon series that I didn't know I was going to do until about the Friday before I did it, on the fruits of the Spirit. And this week we're going to talk about this idea of peace. I want to say this. You know what I want more than really anything else? More than chocolate pie. More than hot chicken, believe it or not. More than anything else in this world, I want to feel whole. More than anything else, I want to feel complete, right? More than anything else, I want to feel at peace. I don't want to feel finished. That's not what I'm saying. I don't want to feel perfect because I know that's a lie. I don't want to feel anything like that. I just want to feel real peace, man. Now, I'm talking about real peace. I don't have it, of course, at least not all the time. Let's be real. Peaceful and complete and whole is not my natural state. It's probably not any of yours either. I'm a worrier. I'm anxious all the time about what somebody's going to think. I'm concerned about things all the time. I'm stubborn as a mule, except when I'm not. I cannot believe I didn't get an amen from the preacher's wife pew.
Say amen.
I'm loving, I'm caring, and some of those things I should be. But peace and complete and whole, I still haven't found what I'm looking for there. Not at all the time anyway. If a preacher is supposed to be the standard bearer, you're probably going to need a better preacher. Because I'm still searching for that peace. Don't call 911 on me. I'm fine, I promise. But if we're being real, right, and to be real is to say that I want to feel whole. I want to feel peace. I want to feel completeness finally. Like, I don't want any holes anymore in my life, right? Those holes are the places in all of us in which we are somewhat unfulfilled, as if we could ever fill ourselves up anyway. There's not enough time for that. But all I want is peace, right? We all do. That's what we want, to just be at peace. It's hard though, isn't it, peace? It's the hardest needle to find in the haystack. And Lord have mercy, this year, has anybody seen 2020? Have you peeked outside? So yeah, preacher, I'll get right on that. We'll get right on it after we can't leave the house without being griped that we're not wearing masks or that we're wearing masks, whichever one. We'll get right on it while we try to figure out why some of those people say Black Lives Matter and some of those people say all lives matter. Right after COVID and protests and the cutest little presidential election you'll ever see, right after all that, we'll get right on feeling whole and complete and peaceful. But dude, in the meantime, it feels like mayhem. And then we have just the regular stresses of life. We have paying the bills. We got dealing with the kids. We got dealing with the parents. We got dealing with whoever else. We got to deal with people at work. And then one jack wagon cut me off in traffic and I had to deal with him. And then there's just life, man. There's the ups and the downs and the hurts and the joys and all the conversations we have in our head as we're driving down the road. And before it's all over with, life is just odd. Here we are, all of us lead actors in our own movie, and everybody else is an extra, and we're always extras in theirs. And it's just, it's hard to get our arms around this life. It's hard to feel whole and complete and at peace. I've had hints of it. We all have. We have those moments or those times or whatever, and we experience it, and those moments feel transcendent. It's like some barrier that we didn't know was there is not there anymore, and we can cross over and feel something new. It's love, or it's art, or it's a dream, or it's a prayer, or it's a conversation, or it's a relationship, or it's a moment you did something for somebody, or maybe it was somebody did it for you, or maybe it was a book that really spoke a truth to you, or it was a moment in which you could just about touch the heavens, and so you felt peace, and man, it felt good, didn't it? Do you know that feeling of peace? I want it, man. Like, I really, really, really want it. But I don't want to own it, I don't think. I don't want to own peace. I'd like to, but I just think it's a pretty bad idea if I owned it. I'd like to own peace, sort of like I like to own money, where I can hold it and I can spend it and I can ration it and budget it. But I know I wouldn't be good at that. I wouldn't do that real well. It would be unfair for me to own the peace because I might not share it right. I'm stingy with money. Some might call it thrifty. Suzanne might call it cheap. But if I hold on to my money, see, it protects me. And I like to be protected. I like safety, and so I hold on to it for me and my family. So I know my own sinful self might not be the best steward of peace either, being that it can protect you. If I owned it, I might hold on to it. If I try to own peace, I might hold on to it so I could have it, and I could be in control of it. And what I'm pretty sure is I'm not qualified for that position. That's above my pay grade. But thankfully, we only act like we own peace. The Spirit of God owns it. See, peace is a fruit of the Spirit. When you're in the Spirit, when you're living in the Spirit, peace is the fruit on which we feast, man. We don't own it. We just starve to taste it. Now, we try to own it. We try to. We are on a constant quest to fill those voids in our lives. Those raw places, if hurt, if we let them, the uneasiness, the anxiousness, the fears of life, the hurts, the wondering what this is all about, this life. What does it mean to be alive? We try to fill that, and sometimes we do it by succumbing to the Spirit. But sometimes we try to fill that with things, with moments that we create, with ideas that are not of the Spirit at all. And so here we are, just trying to live life as best we can. With strands of peace and strands of wholeness and completeness always sort of just flittering by. And our job is to notice them. Finding the Spirit in every moment and then chasing after it and clinging to it and following it, because that's the good stuff to fill ourselves up with, man. That's the peace that's top shelf. That's the peace that never, ever goes away. I was at a Rob Bell talk one time. If you don't know who Rob Bell is, he's kind of a modern theologian. I think you were there, weren't you? Didn't you? Yeah. He's kind of that hip theologian. He has round glasses and skinny jeans and real expensive boots, you know, that kind of thing. And he has such a phenomenal way of relating to God. One of his books was titled Love Wins, which I just think that's the greatest title ever. Anyway, he was talking about the thin places in life where we can almost touch God. The thin places in life are where we can experience peace so much that we can almost touch those pearled gates of heaven. It's where if God feels so close that God is right there. Rob Bell called it Kadesh. Kadesh is the Hebrew word for sacred. It's that place where we can experience God so much that we are full and complete and we are at peace because we are right there in that moment in God's will or God's creation or God's whatever. He tells a story that he was paddleboarding out in the Pacific one time with his wife. He's from out there apparently, and I guess that's what you do when you live out there. And so they were a long way out from shore. That's not something I do. I've watched Jaws. You can't get me out there. They were out there paddleboarding. Anyway, while they were out there, they suddenly felt this presence like something was with them, and it was big. They were separated maybe by, I don't know, 100 yards or 50 or whatever, but then right there in between them, a whale slipped to the top of the surface just to take a look. I mean, the whale was right there, man. It was right there. Bell said he could see the eyes and he could see the skin, and it was just like, what? He said he didn't dare move a muscle, not because it would scare the whale. The whale knew they were there, but why move in that second, right? After a brief stay, the whale slipped away just as gently as it came and revealed a wife on the other side that was as motionless as he was, and her eyes were as wide as can be. For just a second, they were right there with God's Leviathan, the whale, and he said it was Kadesh. It was sacred ground. It was where he felt whole. For just a moment, there was complete and utter peace. Just a side note. Isn't it interesting a scary whale and a peaceful peace can live side by side? What is this strange peace we talk about? Well, it's nothing that we can manufacture. We can't create it. We can't build it like that was built in the back. We can't make it happen. We can do great things. We can even manufacture things that feel almost as good, even so good enough that we'll substitute the bootleg version for the real version. Real peace is hard to find, so something else we'll have to do sometimes. Yet Paul here says that it is peace. Peace that is hidden in plain sight. It's wherever the Spirit is, that's where peace is. We look everywhere for it, man. We look everywhere. We look for it in anything that glitters, thinking it's gold. But the crazy thing is we don't have to look hard at all. The peace that we yearn for, it's everywhere. It's the fruit of the Spirit. And wherever the wind blows on God's way, that's where the peace is. And we just get to go experience it. Peace. Completeness. That feeling of being whole, it comes with following the Spirit wherever the Spirit blows. Jesus said the point of all that we do, the point of this faith in Jesus' way, is to live life loving God with everything we have and then loving others as much as we love ourselves. I'll argue that to love that like that requires the fruit of the Spirit. We can't do it by ourselves. But love is a tricky word anyway. I heard another word the other day that works even better in this phrase. Somebody told me that rather than to say we love God and love neighbor, we say we love God and then we value everyone else as much as we value ourselves. That puts a little more weight on it, I think. Jesus called that the way. He called it the way and the truth and the life, if you remember. He said to live like that, valuing others, is the eternal way of living. It's the way to be in heaven and the way it ought to be now when we ask the Lord in the prayer that God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And when we live that way, something happens that the thin places in life don't only exist out in the ocean with some miraculous surfacing of a whale. Peace starts when love is shared. Peace is shown when grace is given, when mercy is nurtured. It happens when we live in the kingdom like the loving King said, live. The thin places when we do that, Kadesh, sacred ground, they show up everywhere. When we lift up someone that was struggling, peace. When someone lifts us and holds us and cares for us, wholeness. When we live not succumbing to fear, but living in the Spirit, no different than Jesus lived, that's what completeness feels like. And that is what we long for. It's what makes life worth living, man. It's how the world was made to be. Now, I'm not going to lie, it's hard. The real peace, it's hard to get, even if it's beautiful once you're there. And that shouldn't surprise us. The best views in the whole wide world are when you climb a mountain, you know? So it's not easy. See, what's easy is falling the way of sin, where I am selfish and I am prideful. What's easy is worrying about me. What's easy is never learning anything outside of what I already know, or acting outside of how I already act, or seeing the world different than I've seen it before. It's easy to just keep doing what I've always done. And if I do it, I end up building up a callus, never letting those thin places show up again. And the peace of Christ isn't all peaches and cream either. Jesus didn't lie. I'm not going to lie to you either. Peace might look like picking up your own cross and bearing it. It might look like calling out a world that's on a different path than the one that God called us to live. It might look like healing on the Sabbath when they said, don't do that. So don't act like that's not a possibility. It's hard finding this peace. But peace also might look like dinner with a woman who shows how much she loved Jesus by pouring oil on him and wiping her tears with her hair. Wholeness might look like a man healed of his demons who was finally at peace and went and told the whole town about it. Completeness may look like serving Jesus when we see a sick one or a stranger or the one without food or the prisoner. That's what Matthew 25 said. He said, when we serve Jesus, we serve the least of these, and that's where we can find peace. Peace exists when through the power of the Holy Spirit we live as God called us to live. And y'all, the world didn't give that kind of peace, and it can't take it away. It's with us forever. So this week, I implore you, I beg you, I beseech you. I don't even know what beseech means, but I think I do that too. But I beg you, beg, I want you to find some peace. Find a place of completeness. Find that feeling of wholeness. I pray that while we make our way down the path, we find every place that's thin so that heaven is right there to touch it. So live unashamedly like Jesus taught us how to live together. Live just like Jesus called us to live. Exist in that place. Live like that and know that no matter what the world throws at us, no matter what 2020 throws at us, the peace of God is there. It'll show up. We'll see it because peace is a fruit of the Spirit. And praise be to God, the Spirit is here. And all of God's people said, amen. Amen. We have another song by our phenomenal trio of musicians. I was thrilled to know this morning that one of the songs is Holy, Holy, Holy. When I was y'all's age, that was my song. That was my jam. So they're going to play it for us. And thank you all so much for being here today. again, please. Gracious God, we are holy, and we thank you, God, that you allow us to exist amongst your holiness. And we ask, Lord, as we leave this place, as we leave the Facebook Live or close out YouTube, that you send us on a path to find your holiness so that we can find such things as peace and completeness and wholeness in our lives, and that we can share that with others. So send us out from now, Lord. Send us out from wherever we are and allow us to live out a life that you would have us live in whatever way you would have us live it. And allow us to know that in doing so, we will find the goodness of this creation as you made it. And so, Lord, release us from this place, but never from you. And all of God's people said, amen. Let's go home. Thank you all for being a part of this. That was a church service that we had heavily in forever. It feels weird. It's good to have you all. It's good to see everybody online. And we will see you next time. God bless.